Feedback, Centered on Righteousness. I'm writing to thank you for the article, Right on Center, August 1996. Reading it made me feel good. I have often thought how some actors and actresses are and what fake lives they lead. But this article really changed my perspective on things. Not only are the people involved in Center Street living righteous lives, they are also helping others to live righteously. Bronwyn Coleman, Hillcrest, KwaZulu, Natal, South Africa. What's right to right? Thank you so much for the question and answer section in the February 1997 issue. My boyfriend just left on his mission, and I was having a hard time thinking about what to write to him. I wanted to tell him all about everything that was happening at home, but knew that might make him homesick. I knew that I had to write something, though, because mail means a lot to missionaries. After reading the readers' and magazines' response to the question, I now know what to write. Emma E. Kings, Lakeview, Oregon. Own kind. I have been upset for so long about how much cooler my friends are. I know they're more in style than I am. But one day I was looking through some old Mormon ads, and I found Be Your Own Kind of Beautiful, July 1986. I thought for a moment, then realized I don't have to be like them to be beautiful or cool. I can be a neat person anyway, in my own special way. Rebecca Therese Warthen, São Paulo, Brazil. Neat to hear. I have been receiving the new era, and it has been a great blessing for me. It is really neat to hear about all the experiences that other youth are facing. Your articles are so touching, and it's great to know that we have this magazine just for the youth. There are great things to learn from this magazine, and I hope that we can all read it. Serena Tukaafu, Ashland, Oregon. Helping her help. A friend of mine who lives some distance from me was slightly doubting the church. She had so many unanswered questions that I couldn't answer. But I felt impressed to write down all of her questions. Then I went to Past New Eras for answers. I found every single answer to every single question in the magazine. I cut out all the articles and looked up scripture references to go with them. I then bore my testimony to her. She called the day she received it in the mail to thank me. So now I want to thank you for helping me help her. Lisa Barton, Naperville, Illinois. What was missing? Thank you so much for printing the article, Hungry for More, March 1997. I have been reading the scriptures, and I know they are true. I have felt the Spirit while reading them, but I knew something was missing. Now I know I need to feast and study, not just read. Charlene Weston, Lake Town, Utah. The New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to Feedback, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of feedback.